The Psalms are literary masterpieces, some of the greatest poems and songs ever written. And like all great works of art, they surprise you and take you down paths you didn't expect. They force you to think, to ask, why did the author say this and not that? They are meditation literature, intentionally written for us to read and reread over a lifetime. Psalm 4. To the choir master with stringed instruments. A psalm of David. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent, Selah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, "Who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord." You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4, like the previous psalm, was written by David, and this is the first psalm that mentions musical directions. It's addressed to the choir master, maybe for a special occasion of worship, and it's to be played with stringed instruments. Remember, the Psalms are not just prayers, but a songbook for God's people, even when the person speaking or singing is an individual and not a corporate gathering. In Psalm 4, David prays, "Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness." We're invited to identify with David, to put ourselves in his shoes and be shaped by his prayers. And what are his prayers here? In verse 1, he starts simply by asking God to hear him as he has done in the past. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. Even the most mature followers of God will at times need to remind themselves that God will listen when we talk to him, that he has been gracious in the past, and he will be gracious today too. The phrase, God of my righteousness, is very spiritual sounding. It's not very clear what it means, but I think it tells us something important. In the Bible, righteousness is not just holy living, but a right relationship with God and with other people. It's loving God and loving neighbor. So David begins his prayer with this title of God as if to say, as I call to you, God, I do so not because I am righteous, but because you are. And by your grace, you show me the right way that I should go. Psalm 4 is structured with an opening call for God to hear and a closing prayer of confidence. The last verse says, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." David is ending the day, trusting that peace and safety come not from circumstances, but from the presence of the Lord. In the middle of the psalm, there are three stanzas that all describe a different kind of distress. It's as though David is preparing for sleep, his head is on the pillow, but before he can close his eyes, he runs through three burdens on his heart and lays them out before God. The first situation is those who slander him. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But then David reminds himself and his detractors that God sets apart those who are godly, or the literal meaning is those who are loyal to the God who is loyal to his people. So the truth about our identity is not determined by the winds of public opinion, but by God's standard. The second burden is the temptation toward bitterness or anger. The phrase be angry could also mean quake or tremble or be agitated. These are the strong emotions that well up inside, and if they're not processed appropriately, they could spill out in sinful ways. But David resolves to ponder, to reflect in silence, to offer right sacrifices, which is both the ritual sacrifices under the Mosaic law, but they also point to his own heart as the offering that God desires most. When the feelings of the day wash over you, the right response is to give them to God and work them out with him. Then finally, the third distress that David feels is about those who are discontent with their circumstances and want God to bless them materially. He says, "There are many who say, 'Who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord.'" But David knows that true inner joy comes not from full harvests or plenty of riches, but a relationship with God who places joy in our hearts like a jeweler places a gemstone in a ring. In all these things, it comes back to trust. Will we trust God no matter what? Many people see Psalms 3 and 4 as companions, with Psalm 3 as the morning psalm and Psalm 4 as the evening psalm. There are some intentional connections between them. Psalm 3:5 reads, "I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me." And then the end of Psalm 4 is, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." In both psalms, David cries out to God because of his many opponents and troubles. In 3, he says that God is the lifter of his head, and in 4, he asks God to lift up the light of his face upon him, which is a clear reference to Aaron's blessing in Numbers 6. The rebellion of David's son Absalom, which was the background for Psalm 3, could also be the background here in Psalm 4, and together they give a sense of morning and evening reliance on God, waking up and thanking him for protection in the night, and then lying down for sleep and finding rest in his presence. In the first verse of Psalm 4, David prays, "You have given me relief when I was in distress." The sense in the Hebrew is being in a narrow place, squeezed and claustrophobic. And then God brings you to wide, open spaces where you can finally breathe again. Over the course of the day, weights accumulate on our shoulders, which the middle of the psalm describes. We are burdened by the ways that others have harmed us, by the ways that our hearts get overwhelmed and lead us to sin, by the ways that circumstances have not played out how we might have wanted them to. But one by one, David casts his cares on the Lord, little by little relieving his soul from distress and coming to a place of peace. This psalm is very personal for me. When I was in one of the darkest times in my life, I remember being unable to sleep, distraught, feeling trapped. I decided to read Psalm 4 on a whim, and when I came to the last verse, I heard for the first and only time in my life an audible voice behind me say, "Go to sleep." And I believe that that was God saying, "You don't need to stay in distress. I can set you free. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." This psalm is a meditation about the things that rob us of rest, whether it's the lies of the enemy, the deceitfulness of our hearts, or the search for satisfaction in things that do not satisfy. All human beings are in distress. Because of our sin against the Creator, we are stuck in a pit with no way out. And even more than that, the Apostle Paul calls us dead in our sins. We are not righteous. We do not deserve peace. but Jesus came to deliver the captives and raise the dead to life. He is the righteous one. He dwells with us so that we can dwell with him in eternity. He did not have a place to lay down his head and sleep, but he trusted that God would provide for his needs. Who will show us some good? Jesus will. Who will be gracious and hear our prayers? Jesus will. The cost was his honor and glory turned into a shameful execution on a dirty cross. God the Father heard the cries of God the Son, but both of them knew that in order for humanity to be saved, a right sacrifice was needed for sin. So in silence, Jesus closed his eyes and slept for 3 days. Then he arose from the dead and lifted up his face to bring light and life to all who looked to him for safety, for peace with God, for joy and life abundantly, for relief from the deepest distress of our souls. And one day, when each of us lies down and sleeps the sleep of death, we can trust that in Jesus we will one day rise up in the morning light. Here are some situations in which you might use Psalm 4 to guide your prayers. When you are getting ready for bed, but before you sleep, you want to review the day with the Lord. When you desperately want to sleep, but you're having trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. When you long to be in a right relationship with the God of your righteousness and with your neighbor whom you're called to love. When others lie about you or shame you or slander you with meaningless false words. When you need to remind yourself that God is loyal to his people, that he does hear, that he hasn't abandoned you. When you feel a lot of feelings and you don't want to suppress them or let them lead you to do or say something rash. When you need to stop speaking, be silent and listen. When you trust the Lord to give you your daily bread and you're trusting that that alone will be enough for you. When you can't find peace, when safety is uncertain, when the only thing you have left is the Lord. When you lay your head on the pillow and you want the last thought of the day to be about God and his care for you. Psalm 4. To the choir master with stringed instruments, a psalm of David. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Thank you for listening to The Woven Psalms. This podcast is a ministry of Rock Hill Community Church in Duluth, Minnesota. I'm Mike Solis. I'm a pastor at Rock Hill, and I'm the writer of this podcast. Ethan Gibbs is our producer, editor, and composer of the theme music. Our logo was designed by Bo Walsh. This podcast uses the English Standard Version published by Crossway. We want to give a special thanks to Poor Bishop Hooper for allowing us to use the music from their Every Psalm project. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please share it with others. You can learn more about our work at WovenPsalms.com.